Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
This is a real shocking revelation for one 17-year-old who has gone on a TikTok, and it's such shocking revelation that it's gone viral. Her observations are going viral because she realizes that the more time she spends on social media, the more depressed she gets. Wow.
Who would have thought?
Right? Here she is. This is the one that's going viral. Because she downloaded like this new app. I think it's called Opal. And it charts how much time you're spending on social media. And I guess if you're not charting it, you don't realize like half your freaking day is spent online, man. And that's what they're designed to do, right?
I would just lay in the same position for like easily 6 hours, 7 hours straight. And afterwards, I just felt like such a zombie. They gave me the statistic that I was on track to spend 17 years of my life on my phone by the time I turned like 60 or 70.
Damn.
And that was my biggest wake-up call.
You think? It's almost a fourth of your life online. How long, when you guys get into one of those roles, rabbit holes, how long can you spend online just scrolling before you look at the clock and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's been blank.
I spend so long that TikTok sends a video and says, hey, you've been scrolling for a really long time. Do you want to stop?
There are those?
Yep.
Come on.
Usually hits after about 2 hours.
Oh, that's nothing. 2 hours.
Yeah, no, I haven't. So my scrolling, and I think a lot of moms can relate to this, and it doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, like you spend all your day dedicated to other people, and then once you put the kid to bed, you just want some time to yourself. So you will sit there and you will lay in bed and you will scroll and scroll and scroll. And then before I know it, I'm like, how is it already 9:30?
Right.
Like, well, and obviously 9:30 is late for us because of when we have to get up. And I'm just like, where did the time go? It's a time suck.
It's so hard to continue to tell yourself, like, you're being manipulated. Like, they're keeping you online for a reason. These algorithms are so sophisticated. They know what they're doing, right? And they're manipulating us. And when you're young, it's very, very difficult to have that kind of discipline. Here she says, social media only drained her time. It affected her self-worth.
When someone has 100 million, millions of followers, and they look a certain way, act a certain way, and are this standard of beauty almost, I just immediately interpret that as the reason I don't have those things is because I'm not good enough and I'm not pretty enough.
I mean, it's things we talk about every day, right? What was the name of that show that was on Netflix that exposed the algorithms?
Social Network.
Was it The Social?
I think so. Was that the name of it?
Not
the Zuckerberg one.
Oh, that was the one that changed it for me. I'm not sure.
It was a documentary. Yeah. We were talking about it for weeks. Dang it.
I know. Let's keep talking because I know you have another clip to play.
And it really makes you realize like how manipulated you are. Like the people that design the algorithm are telling you like, I feel like crap because I know that I...
The social dilemma.
There you go.
I know that I created something that's manipulating your kids. Here she is saying that she's really happy to be free as she's cutting back her time on it.
When I'm not constantly scrolling through social media, I feel like there's just like... a huge weight off my shoulders.
I think you kind of felt this with the dating apps.
Yeah, I mean, you're spending so much time in a world that's not real, mingling, if you will, with people that you don't know, and you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It's a highlight reel, and that's such a cliche to say that because in the age of social media, so many people have come out and been like, this is just my highlight reel. This is not really what's going on. But when you're that young, you don't have the life experience and the context to understand that that's not just something people are saying on social media. It really is the truth.
I really want to give her due credit to be 17 and this self-aware.
That's true.
That's really, really impressive.
I know what helped me after watching The Social Dilemma. I never really had a problem with the scroll part of it because I don't scroll for long at all, but I check my phone constantly. That's what gets me. Constantly picking it up every time I see a notification. So I leave my phone in a different room now for like hours. I won't even be next to it.
I think we're at a time now, and this is not just a teen thing. We don't know how to be bored anymore.
No.
I'm totally and completely guilty of this, man. Like, for the 4 weeks that I really tried to put my phone away, you know, like sitting in the lobby of a doctor's office or whatever and not having my phone in my hand and just staring forward felt so odd. We just aren't used to that anymore.
For me, the hardest part is feeling disconnected from references that people will have. Like, TikTok for me is one of the hardest things to let go, because if I stay off TikTok for a week and then I'm out like with my friends, they'll say something or they'll reference something they'll see on TikTok and I'll be like, oh, I didn't see that. And you feel really out of the loop, and it's weird because social media will keep you so disconnected from people, but at the same time, if you're not on social media, you're missing out on everything that people are talking about. So it's this weird cycle that's so hard to get out of.
It is a vicious circle, and like I said before, they know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That For You page is eerie. Isn't it? How well it knows you.
Yes.
The Burt Show.